Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump's 50% tariffs on aluminum and steel imports kicking in at midnight. The U.S. facing pushback from trading partners, including the European Union, which is warning of countermeasures. The Steelworkers Union in Canada also says this amounts to a direct attack on Canadian jobs. The Justice Department says two Chinese nationals are accused of smuggling a fungus into the U.S. that is known to kill crops and make humans sick. The two allegedly receiving Chinese government funding research, says ABC News contributor Steve Ganyard.
Best case would be that they were just researchers being paid by the Communist Party to come to the U.S., use our extraordinary research facilities to do work on things that they could take back and potentially use for their own use back in China.
The family of the man accused in the Boulder firebomb attack is now in custody and facing deportation. And Elon Musk is bashing the new budget bill on social media, calling it a disgusting abomination because of how expensive it is. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Democratic lawmakers announced a set of bills on gun safety Tuesday. These bills would institute a universal background check, reinstate a 48-hour waiting period for purchases, and add red flag laws. From 2014 to 2023, the gun death rate increased in the state of Wisconsin 54%. That's compared to a 34% increase nationwide during the same period. During that time frame, Republicans had eliminated a 48-hour waiting period to buy handguns that had been on the books for four decades. See the story on our website for an in-depth report and links to the bills. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson is calling for the state to lift its vaccine requirements for kids attending school or child care programs. During an event in Milwaukee last week, Senator Johnson said he believed that some childhood illnesses, like measles, have been eradicated through better hygiene and sanitation, not just the vaccine. The comments also come as measles outbreaks continue to pop up across the country with over 1,000 confirmed cases in 31 states. Kids are required to receive the vaccine under state law in order to attend school or child care programs. A 12-year-old boy died in Florence County Monday evening after a teen driver struck him. Deputies say the 16-year-old driver hit the boy who was riding his bicycle, then hit a power pole, causing a power outage in the area. Deputies suspect speed, driver inexperience, and operating while impaired to be factors in the crash. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
The Brewers lose to the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last night, top of the ninth, the Brewers down 4-2. It looked like Milwaukee's Jake Bowers had just hit a two-run homer to center field to tie up the game on the Reds FanDuel Network.
Center field.
Jake Bowers asked if he thought he'd hit that ball hard enough to get it out of the park.
I got it a touch off the end. I knew it was going to be close. And then once I saw it coming down, I knew that was probably a wrap.
So the Brewers' eight-game winning streak comes to an end. They finish the series today. NFL at the OTAs, the Packers drafted running back Marshawn Lloyd in the third round last year. But he's been limited again, this time with a hamstring injury.
We have a feel for what he is certainly capable. I mean, we've seen enough. He's an explosive player, but he's got to prove it over the course of time.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We are going to be dealing with more of that smoky haze from Canadian wildfires today. Clouds this morning. The sun will try to get through that haze this afternoon, 77. The smoke will let up tonight, and we'll get a break from that for a couple of days. 54 tonight. Partly cloudy, 80 are high tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 57.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin. It is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided. We've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and makes great cookies and probably yes. has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch The Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to healthcare, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Mattinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the head of the Wisconsin Farmers Union, Darren Von Ruden, will join us. Also, film credits in Wisconsin and making movies here. Nathan Deming is our guest. Don't miss it.
Mattinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, good morning, everybody. Mino's not back yet, but again, we have Connie Feldman in the house. Thanks for being here again.
It's Connie and the Mayor again. I am thrilled to be here, Jim. Thank you so much.
Oh, this is awesome.
I feel right at home. I have to tell you, I texted John. Are you feeling better? You're going to be back Thursday? Yeah. So he's like, I really wanted to go out. Now, we know he had a little skin cancer on his face, right?
Right.
And he had 10 stitches in it, and he said, well, I want to go out and take a walk, but I want to put on the sunglasses and the hoodie and all that kind of stuff. He goes, but I look like the Unabomber. So then he sent me a picture, and I'll bring it in later for you guys.
Awesome.
And it's him, and then a picture of the Unabomber. And I'm going to tell you right now.
You're close?
Really close, Jim.
All right.
Really close.
Okay, we'll have to work on that. Well, that's good. I'm glad he's doing fine. I'll be back tomorrow. But I really, Connie, this is great that you're here. We got quite a lineup today, and we had one little change we'll have to talk about a little bit later, and I'm fine with the change. But today, though, just weather-wise, right, we can just start with a high. Well, high today is going to be 77.
Yeah.
58 now in Green Bay, 59 in Appleton, 58 in Oshkosh. Some morning texts already. Happy hump day. Vicky, thanks for that. Luann, good morning. Good morning to you, Luann.
Hey, Vicky. And,
oh, I see Michael's out in New York City. Good morning to everyone from New York City. Yeah, that's...
I wonder if they have that wildfire smoke out there. It's kind of... Air levels are pretty dangerous out there today.
Really?
Don't want you outside, yeah.
Hmm. I talked to my daughter, but not about the weather. She's in the middle of something else, which is great for her. But I talked to a lady I work with at New Community Shelter. Her and her boyfriend, fiance, whatever, they're looking at going on a trip. And she goes, really debating in Costa Rica or New York City. I'm like, those are two different places, you know? It's like, anyway, New York's great. I love it.
I would pick New York over a lot of stuff. Costa Rica is pretty sweet,
it
though,
is.
You know?
It is.
But you're right. Two completely different
appeals.
I'm
like, how could you come up with those? You know, it's not like New York or San Francisco, you know? That'd be more of a comparison. But anyway, they're going to Costa Rica, which I think is great. So, yes, today, let's go through some of that. Cheese Day. Great
Yay.
For Wisconsin.
Yay.
Love that. Hug Your Cat Day. Do you have cats?
I do not right now. I have a dog, but I'm not a cat or dog person. I love them both. And Terry Barr has friends and has cats, and they're my babies.
Oh, she's saying she's not choosing one or the other.
I'm not
right?
choosing.
Oh, I see.
Many dog people are anti-cat, and I'm pro both. Pro both.
Yeah, you know that's probably true. Yeah, that's probably true that some dog people are anti-cat.
Yeah.
Huh.
What about you? You've got a dog.
Well, I'm a dog person for sure. I love dogs.
I couldn't imagine you with cats.
I know, right?
Yeah, I don't.
I just want to say that when I was single, I had a cat, Butch. But you know what? And I was because they're nice to have in house. The care isn't as much as a dog. I mean, dogs are crazy. That's like having a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, so but he ate part of the Christmas tree, pine tree. I had a live tree in my house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he wasn't eating. I took him into the doctor. And
No,
to take out a little bit of intestine was like $200, a little over that. And then the guy's like, well, you got to keep him away from the Christmas tree. So I tried, but they jump. And anyway, he ate some more, and I took him back. Like, I don't know, and the doctor says, this is it. He lost like a pound, which is a lot for like a little cat. You know? So anyway, that was very sad.
Have you seen those upside down?
So the cat died?
Yeah. The cat died because I had one surgery. He ate again, and then the doctor said, look, we just did surgery on his cat. We took out, I don't know, an inch of his whatever intestine. And he said, we're not going to do this again. No.
So for those of you keeping score at home, this is the second Christmas story that involves a death of his pet.
That is not my pet. That was the first one was my sister's pet. But you're right, Todd. I never thought of that.
At the Schmidt's house.
His sister was a teacher and had a pet hamster.
Brought it home for the holidays, right?
Brought it home for the holidays.
Because she can't leave it in the
classroom. And she kept it in like a shoebox or something, right?
It was a bigger box than that. But yeah, it was a box.
Did all the wrapping and all that and the paper and the extra boxes stuff. And so his dad said, listen, you guys got to clear this out. So they took everything and threw it in the fireplace to burn it. And then later
sacrifice to the gods. I know. It was awful because I'll tell you what was really weird. So my dad goes, you guys, boys, clean us up. We're going to have breakfast. So we clean everything up. And then we're sitting around the table. And we had 10 brothers and sisters, right? So we're sitting around talking, oh, Christmas, I'm standing at this. Where's Benji? It's like, oh, I don't know. Looking around, my dad looks at my brother Bill and goes, you go find that. It was a guinea pig. And so I was sad.
No, that's even worse.
I know. That was weird. That was weird Christmas.
Yeah.
Think of it. That's a flashback. And thank you, people, for listening. We love every listener. But I was out, and some people made a comment about that. I'm like, look, I didn't do it on purpose. So,
you know, anyway. My dad's best Christmas story with unwrapping paper, we were just diving in, throwing it back in a pile. And all of a sudden, he's like, come on, kids, now clean up all that paper. And we turn around, there's this mound of wrapping paper, and we start to, and underneath it was a little kitty cat. Not a kitty cat pet, a little snowmobile. If you remember the Arctic Cat, little kitty cats.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Oh, it's a little kid-sized snowmobile.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, that's great. That's cool.
So cool.
That's an awesome Christmas.
Yeah.
No one died. And nobody died.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of your Christmas. Your Christmases are different than ours at the Filman House. The Schmidts, we sacrifice things. So. Anyway, so Hug Your Cat Day. Yeah, we'll do that. Global Running Day. That's cool. Corgi or Corgi?
It's Corgi Day.
Corgi, the dog.
Corgi, the Queen Elizabeth always had corgis.
They got their own day.
Corgi butt.
I wonder if Bernadoodles have their own day. I'll have to look that up. And America the Beautiful Week. That should be every week, right?
Yes, love that. Absolutely. Love
that. All right, let's just... A few birthdays. Do I know any of these people?
You know Angelina Jolie.
She was married to that guy?
Yep. Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Yep, that guy.
See?
Yep.
And are they on again, off again?
No, they're way together. Off again.
Oh, they're off again.
Yeah,
okay. For 7 years. She's 50.
Huh.
And I don't know. I can't picture her, but I just know the name because they get way too much ink. Okay. Also 50 is Russell Brand.
Comedian, actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of a weird guy, right?
Yeah, not as familiar with him.
Yep. All right.
Noah Wiley, 54.
He was in ER, right? Nothing from Jim.
Who picks these names? No. I just, there's other people.
like who?
Oh, when I got married, I had my four brothers in the wedding and my best friend. It's his wedding today.
Okay.
His birthday
but nobody
today,
else,
Demick.
Nobody listening knows who he is. I bet more people know Noah Wiley than whoever this guy is.
But if you look at the paper, it's not always the same names. And I'm just wondering who picks, because I would be, let's say I pick.
I do all the work on the show, so I pick the names.
Wonder no more.
And it's all based on pop sports culture. Yes.
Okay. Well, all right. I've only been here a year and a half.
Grab your paper. I want to know who's in the paper you would know.
I will. I can't. You don't let me read the paper on the show. So I'll do it during the break.
Very good.
Okay.
Horatio Sanz, who is Saturday Night Live alum, is 56.
Okay.
El DeBarge. Come on. You got to know who El DeBarge is. To the beat of the rhythm of the night. The band DeBarge from the 80s.
Yes.
Okay. 64.
Wow. And I can't believe Michelle Phillips is 81.
She was in the Mamas and the Papas.
Oh, that's cool.
And of course, she was also an actress for a while. She was on Knots Landing back in the day. She's 81.
When I saw that last night, I thought, that swimmer's that old, but that's Michael Phelps, right?
Oh my God.
I thought typo.
You know,
but you're right.
Wilson
it was
Phillips.
Michelle. So yeah. I read
Did
it
you know Wilfs? Wilson Phillips.
Is he a comedian?
Sorry. No. Let's move on. Yeah, that's...
It was close.
Flip Wilson and Wilson Phillips.
Right. That's why I said it was similar. Right. See?
Fewer people would probably know who Flip Wilson is. I remember Flip Wilson.
I did too.
Yeah.
Okay.
When's his birthday? We haven't had him on the list. Pick him next time, Todd. I don't know if he's still around, though.
Yeah, I don't think he is.
Okay. All right. Then we can't do that. All right. Tonight. No, today. I love these afternoon games, but this is in Cincinnati. 11:05. First pitch, Brewers and the Reds, Cincinnati Reds.
Nice. That'd be good.
Did you see that they honored Pete Rose last night?
I didn't see that.
It was crazy.
Wow. Just,
that was pretty cool. So.
Oh, Mino's cringing right now with it. She didn't see that. I can just see him.
Oh, I didn't see it either. I just read it. all right. Hey, so today our lineup is pretty good. We're having Jeff Merkus in here. He hasn't been here for a while. Yesterday we talked a lot about the On Broadway District and their events and something new that they have. Plus, of course, they're bringing back a lot of their things that are very successful. Kind of at the west side of the river, right? And then today, Jeff Merkus is coming on, and he's downtown Green Bay, more the east side of the river. They have activities, too.
Yeah.
Tried to combine those two into one, but that's like trying to combine two East and West DePere High School. It just wasn't there. The flavor just wasn't there. We had meetings. We actually brought a consultant in. I'm not kidding you. They justified in their own minds, and I think, I don't know if they're right or not, to keep them separate, and I don't know.
Anyway, the east and the west side of the river?
The events. Yeah. So we got
downtown
on Broadway.
Downtown Green Bay, yeah.
Right, downtown Green Bay on the east side. And then you look at, like, Appleton. I mean, they just got downtown Appleton, but they do the whole college. They do so many events down there.
Well, they don't have a river going through their city.
Right. And then in Oshkosh, I think it's more centralized. I'm not sure, but... The way we do things here, they both have activities and they both work. And that's what's really important.
A lot of fun stuff going
on. He's going to come in and talk about that. And of course, then we got the Melcors in to talk about the movie with the Melcors. And that's real estate. And I was telling Todd, yesterday or 2 days ago in the paper, the front page, real estate, sales down, costs up. And even today, it was study names Green Bay among the best for first-time home buyers. That's exciting for us to recruit talent.
Yes.
So I want to get their comments on that. And of course, John's coming in, John Kramer. From Headlines with the Press Times, and Jessica Norwood, NWTC. It'd be fun to talk to them about what's going on. And then Linda Gusty, I don't think I know her, Director of Education at the Botanical Gardens. Has she been here before? I know we've had
people. She has.
Okay, we have people from the Botanical Gardens. Have you been to their shows out there?
Yeah. Amazing.
Did you see Tina Turner? It wasn't her. I mean, obviously.
I didn't see that one.
Really good.
So, this Bee Gees now? Wow. Is that not that?
Okay. That's what's going to be out there now.
All right. Cool. That'd be fun talking about that. So, and we had scheduled, I just want to tell our listeners, a Brown County Board supervisor, who's a friend of mine. And I said, because I knew they were voting on the coal piles last night. And I said, look, come on here 6:30 on Wednesday morning and just give us the rundown. What took so damn long? And finally, we got this deal done. And, what was the hang up and what is it going forward? Well, he texted me last night. He goes, hey, look, can't come on because we can't disclose this until final vote Thursday. So he's going to come on Friday.
There was some deal made. We just, they can't reveal the details yet.
Right. So anyway, that's fine. I just think
at least there's a deal.
It's a big, big deal for the city.
Why would it be so secretive? I mean, why can't the public know what's going on? It is.
My guess, and I don't know this, is they just want it legally written and then signed by both parties before they make the announcement. I think they agreed last night, but and then you agree, and then it's like then you reduce it to writing, and it's like are you sure it was 3 years and not seven? And I don't know. I think I'm okay with them waiting because
I've never been a politician, so I can't imagine inner workings. But are they going to be gone at some point? Do you think?
No, the coal.
Yeah.
No. Still the cheapest. I mean, I just saw.
No, I mean from our riverfront.
No, we need coal.
I know, but they can convert.
Did you see? Where is that? Is it in Illinois? The nuclear that they're putting in now to help all this AI stuff. You know, nuclear is 19% of our energy, and they're building more of that now because it's clean, it's good for the environment, helps the global warming. No, I'm not kidding you. So yes, there's going to be coal here. Plants need coal, and they don't want to convert over to natural gas, and we've got to respect that. It's still the cheapest form of energy right now.
Right, it just needs to go away from the waterfront.
But then you got ships that bring it in.
In my opinion.
Yeah. Good idea. Hey, we'll talk a little bit about that at the break.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very first time Jim got a little with Connie in the studio.
Oh, man, she's tough. She's tough. All right, hey, we're going to be right back. This is Connie Thelman, Jim Schmidt, Mind on the Mayor.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
Summer.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Play Brewers Baseball Bingo presented by U.S. Cellular for the chance to win prizes all season long. Download the MLB Ballpark app from the App Store or Google Play to get in on the action.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Is this Russell Brand? No.
No.
Angela Dune?
No, this was somebody whose birthday was yesterday, and I forgot her name already.
No. Yeah. This is Elle DeBarge. This is DeBarge.
Get out
of
here.
To the beat of the rhythm of the night.
Oh, my gosh.
See?
Connie.
It ties into the day. He's not a yesterday tomorrow
guy. Connie.
This guy lives in the moment.
Wow. I'm just...
Okay,
Connie. I mean, you know how I feel about you. I love you.
I was thinking it was Let's Hear It for the Boys. Doesn't it sound like Let's Hear It for the Boys?
There's a similarity. Yes.
All right.
A little bit.
Lawsuit. Okay. Hey, a couple things. We got a nice text here today from Sherry at Kayak, Wisconsin. Do you kayak?
Yeah. Oh, I do.
Okay, so the kayaks are in Bellevue on the East River now.
Oh, nice.
They have those launches, you know. They have one at Lily Lake and a couple other ones around town. I think they have 4 or 5 launches. And you just go online and they give you the code. You go in there, you can rent kayaks.
Oh, how cool.
It's very good because it's...
Do you kayak?
I have, not here.
I know you don't canoe.
I almost spit my coffee out when you asked him if he kayaked. Do you kayak? I did a spit take.
Okay, I got it. All right. Anyway, they're in Bellevue. The water's low, but if you guys want to schedule time to use the kayaks, let me know. Isn't that nice?
That is.
So Sherry was on here before, and she's big
cool.
into the
whole thanks,
kayak.
Sherry.
Hey, we must be doing all right here.
Okay.
Only because when I came in this morning, there's Starbucks coffee. So thank you, whoever did that, because we've been drinking this water dunk for me. I mean, for us.
I didn't
for
get
our
the
customers.
Starbucks. I didn't get the Starbucks.
Yeah.
There's Starbucks in the back, too.
Oh.
That's a treat.
They have
ice cream.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks, Todd, or whoever bought that.
Yeah. Sage bought it. Let me just say that.
Sage. Right. We love Sage. Talking
Sage
about him
is
yesterday.
Awesome.
He's doing great. All right. So How are you doing here? I love it here.
I really do.
You're a TV person, though, right? I mean, you were anchor here, anchor there.
Yeah.
And we talked a little bit yesterday, and in our next half hour, at least for the part of it, I want to talk a little bit more about TV. We're not going there unless Sage wants to buy TV stations, but right now we're radio people. But you have some information on...
Well, I thought it would be interesting. There's, you know, like the top five things you never knew about your local newscaster. Because I used to get comments from people I would meet, you know, all the time about, wow, you're short.
Oh, yeah.
Do people come in and who does your hair and makeup and a lot of stuff that I think is fun that you wouldn't necessarily know.
Oh, my local news anchor. A little bit with politicians, a lot more with news anchors because you're on every day, but we're on once in a while. And people would say to me, I mean, when I first was elected, that, man, I thought you'd be taller.
You know,
and I would say to them, so did I. But, you know,
it's just... Part of the reason is when you're on camera, the camera shoots and people view it at eye level. So they think you're the same eye level as them because that's how they're seeing you on TV.
Oh.
And I'm much more below eye level for many people.
Okay, that's two of us.
So I've got a great picture of her. And who's the gentleman with
It's you? Jordan Lamers. He does the weather on the morning show and filling in.
I didn't realize he was that tall.
Yeah.
And we'll show that after 6:30 on our stream.
Well, sitting at the desk, we were, you know.
Same, yeah.
Right. You look the same
more
height.
More even.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah, he is quite a bit taller. there was an article on some of the changes in the media. Now, there was when we first started in radio. Oh, my God. It was like, remember, every week somebody's leaving, somebody's doing this in the radio. And I haven't heard a lot lately, but... On TV, you know, with Jarts, of course, retiring Chris, you know, moving up a chair. But we lost two, like, good weather people, the bigger markets.
Yeah.
I don't watch the weather, but anyway, that's, they just said changes in the industry. It's like a big two weather people. Somebody else left or came too. But anyway, it's cool that Green Bay, a little bit of a stepping stone, right?
Yeah.
I mean, people kind of come here. It's like, this is great. I'm going to move on. I wish you'd stay.
Yeah, it used to be. It was kind of the breaking off point where people would decide, okay, you know, they'd go to Wausau and Rhinelander, and then Green Bay was usually at least their second job, and the time to decide, am I going to put up with this? Do I really want it? Because it's a lot harder than a lot of people know. Yeah. And they would either continue on in TV from here and move up markets, or this would be the breaking point where they said, nah, it's not for me.
Or they might stick around, right? They might be like long-term people in this market.
If you're like a Connie Feldman, for example.
Yeah.
Who's local, who's from Shawnee, who loves Northeast Wisconsin. I stuck around and tried to move up within the industry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Bill Jarts from Clintonville.
Sure.
You know, there's a lot of us.
And we've had some great people that have moved on.
Yeah.
I mean, and... That's kind of cool that they like to go back to their like home area, not necessarily the same downtown, but you know, that state or that region. And yeah, that makes sense. I did that too. So here we are. All right. So we're going to talk about you and your media stuff. Are you still in touch with all your media friends or do you guys kind of like split up?
Oh, no. No, it's a really small industry. You know, there's only four stations in Green Bay, and many of us who have been around long enough have worked at most of them. And it's a really small, tight-knit group.
So how does one get into that, though? I mean, were you like a cheerleader and on stage? Like, was it that drew it to you?
Well,
or was it more like, I love writing, I love reading?
I love writing. That was my passion. And I was a cheerleader, and I was on stage. But it was more journalism. You know, because if your goal
is... What are you laughing about?
If your goal
is... She's like, okay, those are two different... I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you.
Really?
You're... I said, what was the question? I'm not saying it was ego, but you're on stage, you're a cheerleader, right? You're out in front, you're in the spotlight.
Yeah.
And then there's journalism, which is totally different. You know, you're kind of in this.
Well, yes, it's different than being on stage.
And knowing your personality, how outgoing you are, you said, I did it because of journalism. I just smiled. I didn't laugh. I smiled.
Well, here's my thing. If you enter.
Okay, get me out of this.
But I am a dinosaur. I, you know, broadcast journalism. If you enter TV to be on camera, you're not going to last long because it's journalism. And the reason it's there is to news, to tell people stories. The actual being on TV part of it is very, very minimal to what you do. So there's a lot of...
So you're telling me, I don't know if I buy that. You're telling me that the people who are on TV...
Oh, it's already started. Honeymoon.
Oh. The people who are on TV are there because of journalism, not because they want to be on TV. I got a couple people I want to ask you about at the break.
Oh, well, I'm not. Oh, journalism. You're talking to a journalist.
I know that. And a cheerleader and someone who was lead role in the high school play.
We got to get Terry Barr. All right. Got to get Terry Barr in here.
She knows it. All right, we're going to be right back. Connie the Mayor.
Getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. At the Capitol, the clock is running on the next two-year state budget. Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Republican legislative leaders have met twice so far. The two sides are attempting to reach a consensus on tax cuts while the Joint Finance Committee works on the budget. If lawmakers don't pass a new budget by the end of June, current spending levels will continue. A drawn-out impasse into the late summer or fall would not be welcomed by Wisconsin's local governments or school districts, who need to know what their shared revenue and general school aid payments will be for their own budget planning. The last time that happened was in 2007, when then-Governor Jim Doyle and Republican lawmakers finally reached a compromise in October. DOT officials are once again trying to find alternatives to crossing the Mississippi River in western Wisconsin due to a bridge closure. Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska has more.
With the Black Hawk Bridge that connects Wisconsin to Iowa closed indefinitely, DOT officials in Iowa and Wisconsin announced free water taxi services will begin on June 4th. Otherwise, people can cross the Mississippi River at La Crosse or Prairie du Chien. The 94-year-old bridge was closed on May 17th after a pier moved. Last year, the bridge was closed for nearly 2 months for emergency repairs. The DOT said it hasn't finalized any repair or reopening plans for the old bridge. A replacement bridge is scheduled to open in 2027.
WISS has a great newsletter that comes out about twice a week. It has stories of local interest, state news, and sometimes commentary. There's always something interesting to check out or listen to. Go to WISS.fm to sign up. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We are going to be dealing with more of that smoky haze from Canadian wildfires today. Clouds this morning. The sun will try to get through that haze this afternoon, 77. The smoke will let up tonight, and we'll get a break from that for a couple of days. 54 tonight, partly cloudy, 80 our high tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chicago-based stand-up comedian Brian Hicks and Civic Media-based talk show host Todd Allbaugh, who will take a Nightlight quiz. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
I'm close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin. It is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided. We've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and makes great cookies and probably yes. has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we're just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch The Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show.
It's Pride Month, and Northeast Wisconsin is blooming with opportunities to celebrate. Dana Johnson with Fox Valley Pride and Mel Davis of Rainbow Alliance Advocacy will be our guides.
Summer. All right, don't forget, coming up after 7 o'clock this morning, it's Ascani Summer, and the Text to Win Statewide contest is going on this morning. Connie and Jim will have this morning's keyword for you. Be listening in for that for a chance to pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets or $100 cash in those great Wisconsin vacations in the Wisconsin Dells area or Door County vacation. Again, that's coming up after 7 o'clock this morning with Connie Feldman and Jim Schmidt, Mino and the Mayor
All
this
right.
morning.
We need a lot of texts today. We're going to put the arm on this thing
today.
Yeah,
come on. We need
texts.
To hear from
you. A little quiet yesterday, so
it's
today's the day.
Bucks.
$100 yeah. or those club level seats are good
seats.
And
it's more fun when you hear from people.
Yes, absolutely. So, all right, so we were talking a little bit about how great it's been to have you here. But you're a TV person, so we talked a little bit last night. You have some things that we didn't know about. Is it about you specifically?
Well, I'm going to speak to them from a personal perspective because I don't want to speak for any other anchor. But it's just kind of common things in the industry that you wouldn't know. You see people on TV, mm-hmm. and you think you know kind of what they do and who they are. But then when you meet them in person, you know, it's often a different story. They either look different than you thought or...
I hope they're nice.
They are. Would I be anything but...
Not you. I just... Because it's sad. I don't like, I did entertaining, right? I did lighting at the Carlton West for years. And some of these people weren't very nice.
Well.
And you're going to find that in every industry. Yeah.
Probably. Probably some of these, yeah.
But I mean, listen, there's politicians who are jerks. There are TV people, radio people.
Football players. Some are wonderful. Some not so much.
Yeah. I mean, it's everywhere.
Okay, yeah. It is. My point was that how they come across as super nice, and then you meet them and they're like super rude. You know what I mean? I think there's some politicians that are rude, but they're kind of jerks. You know, even on the floor. I don't know. Maybe not. Anyway,
They're actors, and you know, an actor is not the same thing as a broadcast journalism.
Right.
You want to be who you are on the air.
Right, but there's also expectations,
absolutely.
Right? So, like, people will say to me, oh, your radio voice. I don't, like, do this radio thing, but I don't go on and go, all right, at 7 o'clock,
right.
you got a chance to win.
Right.
You got to go, hey, at 7 o'clock, you've got a chance to win, right?
Well, and, like, I get to come in radio in a ball cap. And
yeah,
you know,
do. Pretty chill.
This is my radio. I love it.
All right, so tell me something we didn't know about. You guys don't know about
all
each
right,
other.
All right, here's what you might not know.
All right.
The top five things you may not know about your local news anchor. They're likely a lot shorter or taller in some cases than you think. So you're sitting at the desk, right? You know, we saw that picture of Michael Chen and I last week. I was sitting on the Milwaukee phone book to bring me up to about how high he is. And there's a picture of Jordan Lamers and I. We were on the morning, I was filling in on the morning show. And when we sat at the desk, we were about the same height. You know, his chair was all the way down. Mine was all the way up. But then when we stood up, and Jordan shares my birthday, by the way.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah. Great guy. So it's interesting.
Look at how short she is compared to him.
I guess.
I mean, you come up to, like, his nipple area is where your eyes are.
He is very tall. I'm, you know.
But that happens with a lot of people, not just news people. Because remember, Tom Cruise is not that tall.
No.
They people around him that make him look like he's a little bit taller.
Well,
right? I mean, when you cast people,
when you see people through a TV lens, you assume you're seeing them at eye level.
Because they're shooting a different note. Okay, by and large, I would think news people are shorter than we think they are. I don't think they're, like, taller.
Well, but Tom Zelaski, I think, might be taller than you would think he is.
Yeah. All right.
So, also, I always got asked. So people think you do your hair or you have people come in and do your hair and makeup. And of course you don't.
You don't have a little makeup room that.
Yes.
There's nobody in there.
Well, you do it yourself.
Really?
You kind of learn as you go what works, what doesn't. And believe me, you will hear from the viewers if something doesn't. There are consultants who will tell you you need to, you know, have straight hair.
So we're a mid-sized market.
Mm-hmm.
When do you get the makeup people?
Like maybe network?
Network, like, yeah.
Those guys do.
Anchoring network, yeah.
New York, top four maybe.
Do you think they have them in Chicago? Probably.
Yeah,
maybe,
in Chicago, yep. New York, LA, Chicago, Philly.
The bigger cities have it, right?
Yep.
But we never got to that.
No,
that
you
might
don't.
Be a cool thing to do to attract talent. Say, look, you work here, great studios, we got the best equipment, and we have a makeup artist that comes in every day.
Well,
Would that make a difference for you if you would have gone, like, let's say five had it and 11 didn't?
It may, but that's just not in the local budget.
To those egomaniacs.
No, okay. It's not in the local budget. It won't.
Yeah.
All right.
And I wasn't going to go there, but yeah, it's not a tremendously lucrative career until you get way to the top. Then it may be.
Oh yeah.
But yeah. The other thing that's like interesting is the guys you see on TV wear makeup also, and they have to figure it out. I was always taking the young male reporters under my wings and saying, here's what you do. And it's mainly because if you go on with, you just look pasty white under the lights. So you have to have some color on you. So if you
Jim,
see
when
him
John goes on and fills in on Local 5 Live, he wears makeup.
Yeah.
But
so you see him in person, you're like, oh, dude's got makeup.
But don't they do that? I mean, when I had longer interviews, 20 minute when they wanted to sit down with you, they always put, the guy'd come
they
up with that
used
little brush.
They really
don't have that anymore.
I
wouldn't know what to bring.
So when you went on with Zelazky, with Mino, right? When the show kicked off, you went on his weekend show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did anybody do your makeup?
No.
Okay, there you go.
I was one of those people who did makeup at 26 back in the day in commercial production. But they've gotten away with that. You know, gotten away from that now. Some stations don't do it.
Usually the guy or the lady walks over with just that little brush. We got a little glare here.
Yeah.
And they just put it on your forehead and then they walk
away. Yeah, because you're
shiny.
It's
not like makeup. It's not like they put eyebrows. But
look back on that tape, Jim. You guys were shiny.
We probably were. They do think. All right. So
this is for you.
Everybody thinks you're tall, you're not. Everybody thinks you got a makeup artist before you go on, and it's all you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do they? You say you get criticized from the viewers once in a while. Does somebody okay your makeup? Like say, all right, Connie, that's good. I mean, do you have like a consultant, a supervisor, or something?
Right? Occasionally there will be a consultant.
Or the producer might say something, right? Like, hey, the rouge or anything like
that?
It's
a little too red.
Yeah, somebody should.
Yeah.
The director, the producer.
Gotcha.
They should. And they should also say, you know, your shirt's wrinkled, but TV is not the way it used to be. So this is my personal experience. Yeah. Remember, I'm a dinosaur.
At your young age.
Listen, so I can tell you as a producer, when I tell these guys anything like, don't lean back in your chair, your stomach's sticking, they don't listen.
I'm working on it.
This is for you, Jim. The newscast, the part you see on TV, the half-hour news, that is actually the smallest fraction of their time that they do every day. So, for example, anchors who present the news are writing the show, they're producing the show. When I was at Channel 5 on the weekends, I was there producing and writing my own show and then anchoring it at night and sometimes going out in between and catching video of whatever was happening.
Wow.
So
they do more. They just don't read a teleprompter. You're saying they do more than that. They actually write what's on the teleprompter.
Yeah. Oftentimes the anchors, because, you have a producer, but you have to have people help you write the show.
Right.
And those are usually the people who've been around the longest. A lot of time for me, I love to mentor young journalists. And I was a self-proclaimed dinosaur, but said, this is AP style. This is why we write this way. And that was my passion.
What time did your show come on?
I did a 6:30 and a 10.
In the morning or at night?
At night.
So what was your prep time? Like, did you get in 3:30, 4:30? How is it 2 hours, 3 hours prep?
I was in at 1:30.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't think you worked that hard either.
Well, it's a lot
and
of
then,
work.
And then so the broadcast ends at 10:30, right?
Yeah.
What time do you actually walk out the door?
I was out pretty close to 11.
Yeah.
You know, there's not promos to shoot after. But, and sports guys too. Sports guys are out covering sports. All day in a hot summer day. And, they come in, not uncommon to see them in suit coat and shorts. And then the sports guys after the show, they have to shoot Sports Extra or whatever promos they have. So they're long hours and hard work.
All right. That makes sense what you're saying. Like, I wouldn't have looked at all that behind an anchor. I thought that was kind of a chill job, you know, that you just kind of got there and teleprompter. But it's more work. That's cool.
Teleprompters go out, too. That's I was also, nowadays, back in my day, I had to have a paper script on my desk. They have tablets now, but tablets fail also. And when you're standing there staring at a live TV camera, you got to know the teleprompter's going to go out at some point. And you need to know exactly where you are. And, you know, you don't want to be caught like a deer in the headlights. But if you're really good, you'll never know the teleprompter's gone out. And that anchor is just reading off the script.
Okay, so you read the teleprompter and you've got it on your
tablet.
Tablet. Yeah. Who's scrolling it?
You are.
Oh, man.
They don't even have that anymore, Jim. A lot of places don't even have camera people. It's all electronic.
Yep. And you're also operating nowadays your own teleprompter with your foot. So when I was producing, I was trying to scroll my scripts on the iPad, time the show with my other hand on a laptop on the desk, and scroll my teleprompter with my foot.
Okay. This is a little
and
off
rub my tummy
base.
And pat my
right,
head.
Right. A little off pace. I wonder, they're doing that for cost containment,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
I don't want to add people. It just seems like they've added, and I don't know, it seems like they have added more commercial time. I mean, you can Google and see what it is, what they add on.
That's business.
Mm-hmm.
But you would think
you love money. I mean, yeah. it's business.
I do.
You know, digital is a huge push. That's where news is going. People want their news where they want it, how they can get it, when they want it. They don't sit around and wait anymore for the evening newscast to come on. So you also, reporters and anchors, you know, once you're done with your story and you've gone out, you've had one day to find somebody, talk to them, write it, edit it, get out, present it, and then you put it on the web. You put on web copy.
Like I look at X right every morning. I read that for a half hour, just go through those stories if I want, and I'm going to click it on. That doesn't bode well for TV anchors.
Well, not necessarily, but it's a great vehicle to get communications out.
Well, I love it. Are you kidding
well,
me?
Well, but the other thing, too, is they're still selling a brand on there.
Right.
So whether it's the reporter's brand or the network's brand or the news organization's
who's
brand,
got
it's
the story.
Still branding it, right? So
you're
whether
right.
it's web or it's social, it's all the same. I will just tell you, Lisa Hale, one person, does 71 different stories a week,
yeah,
Jim.
Yeah.
71.
That's unbelievable.
Well, and the thing about, don't get me on a platform here, but you can't necessarily always trust what you read on the internet.
Right.
So there's, to me, an even greater need for local journalists now, because anybody can say anything they want, put it on the internet and call it news.
Yeah.
And that's scary for me. All right. Let me give you my one last top five things you never knew. Camera ads. Well, they used to say it added 10 pounds.
Right.
I came back to news after 15 years of being out. Now it adds 20.
Really? Are you just saying that because?
Yes. Maybe it's me.
Yeah.
Maybe I added a few myself.
You know, I will say this.
Too many cameras.
Even when you see somebody on TV who's not overweight or anything,
yeah,
and you meet them in person, they always look skinnier,
yes,
and more frail.
Yes.
More frail.
Yes.
They do look like.
It does add some dimension.
So it is true.
So that's, yeah.
I mean, look at yourselves on the camera, Jim, right now.
Perfect.
That's at least 10.
Perfect.
Yeah. Really, in person, I'm only, 120.
Okay.
So it's Jim.
Yeah, right. we're talking, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, I had my wedding anniversary. And we're talking about, yeah, thanks. It was 35 years. But we're talking about the difference in... because everybody knows how much they weighed when they got married, I think. I mean, I don't know. We did. And she's put up with a lot. But I'm going to get back.
I can only imagine.
Saint Donna.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
she's
Donna.
Up for sainthood.
Hats off to you.
Ugh, yes. All right. Well, that's so. Do you have a preference on TV or radio? I guess it's tough to ask you when you're sitting here on the radio. So
cool? Well, and the other thing cool is the way radio is now. There's still video.
You're right.
There are pictures and all that on the web. So you still have a piece of that.
Yeah.
Right.
You can do it all right here on Civic Media.
I said I love the hair and makeup. Much better for radio.
Yeah, it's true. All right. WGBW, Connie and Jim Schmidt. We'll be right back.
Engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Drop what you're doing because Appleton has a whole week of fun just for you. Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And you can enjoy an entire week of live local musician performances thanks to the 13th annual Appleton Street Music Week. June 9th through 13th from noon till 1, these musicians are donating their time to raise money to help support and elevate the community. And if you want to be involved, go to WISS.FM and click events.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Connie and the Mayor. Just heading up on hour two. We have Jeff Merkus going to be joining us at the top of the hour.
Nice
and
guy.
It's going to be great to hear. I think events are so important to a community. It's just, you can have the infrastructure, but if you don't program it, it kind of sits there.
Well, we've got a lot to do.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, like we were saying yesterday, you just got to know about this stuff. Yeah. So that's why we're here.
Yeah. And then this Linda at Gusty, right? Am I got that right? For the Director of Education at the Green Bay Botanical Gardens. Are you I know she's going to talk about the Bee Gees and the entertainment they have there, and they have great entertainment, but are you a big gardener?
Mm, no. I'm out there all the time because I love it. I do not have the green thumb. There's rarely been a plant I can't kill.
Okay. All right, we'll move on. What do you do outside of broadcasting? Like, what's your thing? Do you horseback ride or something?
Well, I do horseback ride. I grew up with horses.
Yeah.
There's something you guys have in
common. We do.
You do.
And I really wanted to get, like, into it, you know? There was a stable on the east side of Green Bay, like in Bellevue.
Uh-huh.
I took my kids there, and I wish they would have got in, but they were so intimidated by the size of the horse. They just couldn't understand that they were in charge, even though the horse was bigger. They just...
Yeah.
And that grasp, it didn't come there. They were young. Maybe I took them there too young.
Well, I'm guessing you and I did you do English riding?
No.
Okay.
The Western Saddle, no?
Yeah, because I was out, you know, I was running barrels, doing pole races and...
Oh, you did all that?
Oh, yeah.
So the county fair is coming up. We're going to have somebody come on to talk about that. That is really cool. And those girls, they're young. So are the guys, but the girls are pretty young. And boy, do they handle the horse.
Well,
yeah, I'm going to get to that.
Yeah, and it's more maybe like journalists, but it's a lot more than looking pretty and being up holding their flag and riding a horse. They do roping and riding.
So are you still in it, or did you get out of it?
Well, I grew up on a farm, and that was mainly we raised horses. So, but I haven't ridden in probably a couple of years. My big thing right now I love is the outdoors. I love going up north. I love fishing, you know that, boating, hiking.
That's, I think we have to sell that more here in Green Bay. Because I think I told you, I was doing that recruiting tape for Aurora about, you know, we're a lot more than football. 20 minutes you can be fishing. You can be in the ER, 20 minutes later you can be fishing.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. You can't do that in New York.
No, or Texas or California.
Right,
or
there's a lot of places. And I think that, I don't know, I haven't really studied these younger 30-year-olds, but they also want to be in a community that is concerned about the environment. And I think we're good at that. I really do. I don't think we talk enough about it. You look at somebody like Georgia Pacific, what they do, you know, to be green and to support outdoor sports. That's an awesome company. We're so lucky to have them. I don't think we would ever take someone like that for granted. But what they do for the environment is unbelievable. It's just a great, great company. And I think we need to sell more of that, because to say, look, you can be here. And you know, it says, like I said, the front page of the paper, study names Green Bay among the best for first-time home buyers. It's like, well, don't come here because it's cheap. I mean, come here because of the amenities.
Well, look at all the water that surrounds us.
Right.
But, you know, the younger generation, you're talking about recruiting and young professionals, they are much more concerned than we were even in my day about the environment. It's a really, you know, really concerned about protecting and keeping it around for the
hands
next
down.
Seven. Yeah.
Hands down. And I had said before on this show that even when they seek jobs and they're looking for jobs, it was really, really important to them, you know, what they do for the environment, what they do for charitable things, what they do for time off to donate. And I can't say that was my top priority when I went out looking for a job.
Well, I was in the 80s, you know, we were the, how much money can you make?
Exactly.
Well, and I think
it was.
I'll be honest. And I think here's the other thing, though. I don't know that a lot of jobs pay what maybe some of these positions should require. And so I think people are like, well, if I'm not going to make what I'm worth, then there's got to be some other things for me to join this company.
There's a lot more work from home also ever since COVID.
But you're probably right. But there's some pretty competitive wages out there, and it still comes down to what do you do? I think a company that gives to African kids, you know, that's a big deal for like one of my daughters. And I just think that I wish we would have been more brought up like that, because we weren't. I mean, we're just like, get a good job, get an education, and go make some money. And I think I'd like to take a little bit of credit for. Because we did a lot of charitable work, but that's because I was, you know, the mayor. But they grew up doing that. They still do it in their communities. They're involved and stuff. And I think that's awesome. And they love it.
Yeah, you look at how awareness has changed and times have changed.
Right.
You know, it just wasn't as, we weren't as knowledgeable then as we are now.
I mean, listen, you used to be able to watch TV and the Flintstones would tell you to smoke a Winston.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, times were different.
You know what? True that.
Jim, I just got a message from somebody. And I want to know why we didn't know about this. But you are featured in the latest Frankly Green Bay episode with Frank Hermans.
Really? What did he do?
Oh, boy, that, I remember. He interviewed me.
Yeah.
A while ago.
Yeah.
What is it in? I didn't even know what that was. What was it in?
Frankly Green Bay, the TV show he does, and you're on it.
Did I speak well of you, Todd, in the civic media? I don't remember that interview, but okay, I'm sure I did. I'm sure I did.
Did they put makeup on him?
They did.
He does not look that red.
True, it was in summer.
And this is a while back, because you have a little bit more weight in this. So I don't know how long ago this was, out now.
We are. Do you notice how Todd and I, we've both together, I bet you we're over 40 pounds we've lost.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Two of us together,
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
Good job.
I know, right?
Yeah.
We are.
And, I never knew either of you
before
to be overweight, so.
Okay.
You know,
let me pull out some pictures. Yeah,
it's a TV camera. It puts it on. We're on radio.
It's the camera. Remember, it puts on 20 nowadays.
It does. But no, we've talked about it a lot, but I think the last few months, Todd and I have kind of leaned into it a little bit more.
Good for you.
Which is good.
Yeah.
You want to do that now? Then your knees are better and we don't have to worry about all this stuff. So anyway, all right. So run down today, you guys. Stick around because this is going to be good. Jeff Merkus is going to be giving us the update on downtown Green Bay, and he's going to talk a little bit about Appleton Oshkosh. He works with these other downtown directors and how more we can do together. Ben Indiana Melcor, of course, moving with the Melcors. Let's talk about this is the place for first-time home buyers. I think that's awesome.
That's
news.
Exciting.
It is, isn't it? And John Kramer, of course, with headlines with the Press Times. Great. And then we got Jessica from NWTC coming in, and then of course Linda, the director of education for the Botanical Gardens. They're going to talk about the Bee Gees now, which is a great concert that's coming out there. Stick around, we'll be right back. This is Connie and the Mayor.
And don't forget your shot to win with Scotty's Summer Text to Win contest coming up after 7 o'clock. Get that Civic Media app. Get ready to play along.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The family of the suspected Boulder firebomber has been detained and is expected to be deported. Mohammed Solomon is from Egypt and has a wife and 5 children. He told police he had been plotting the attack for more than a year. The 50% Trump tariffs on steel and aluminum products being imported into the U.S. took effect at midnight. Shock and grief in Washington State. As of going on 20 years, the police there say they don't think they've had a situation that's prompted tears to come up among police. They felt for the family, says Chelan County Sheriff Mike Morrison. He's talking about the 3 sisters, ages 5, 8, and 9, who were found dead near their father's vehicle at a campsite. They had been on a scheduled visitation with him. Iran's supreme leader says that he is criticizing an initial proposal from the United States in negotiations over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program. Ayatollah Al-Khamenei is not rejecting it outright, however. This is ABC News.